Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Intelligence officials sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially end the lives of 270 million individuals. The White House on the defensive. Reporters are told President Biden makes no apology for referring to Lake and Riley's alleged killer in Georgia as an illegal immigrant during his State of the Union speech Thursday.
There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize.
Biden went on MSNBC over the weekend explaining how he regretted using that language and preferred instead to use the phrase undocumented immigrant instead of preferring the phrase illegal immigrants for people. Voters are taking part in presidential preference contest in several states across the country once more this Tuesday. This is both major parties line up support around the top two candidates, former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, ahead of the November general election. Votes are being cast Tuesday in Georgia, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Washington State. Americans are anticipating that high prices will remain for the foreseeable future, according to a recent survey conducted by the New York Federal Reserve. Of course, that's not what central bankers say they think. A former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston, South Carolina, says Barnett died Saturday from a self-inflicted wound in his truck. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Intelligence officials sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially end the lives of 270 million individuals. The White House on the defensive about the issue of President Biden's recent rhetoric on illegal immigration. Reporters are told President Biden makes no apology for referring to Lake and Riley's alleged killer in Georgia as an illegal immigrant during his State of the Union speech Thursday.
There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize.
Biden went on MSNBC over the weekend explaining how he regretted using that language and preferred instead more broadly to use the phrase undocumented immigrant instead of preferring the phrase illegal immigrants for people. Airbnb is announcing a ban on indoor security cameras across all listings. The short-term rental platform made that declaration Monday. Previously, indoor security cameras were permitted in common areas if they were clearly disclosed on the listing page and placed in visible locations. This decision follows customer grievances and a sketch addressing the matter on Saturday Night Live. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here. Joe Biden may be a little bit late for the State of the Union, but Liz Peek, she's never late. Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst joins us now. Hey, Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. This State of the Union was a campaign stop, let's face it. And, coming from somebody who is definitively desperate for another 4 years and maybe even his legacy.
Yeah. So I'm in London. I think you knew that. And so I didn't watch it, but I've been reading about it all morning over here and have watched parts of it. I have to say, I thought it was offensive. It was angry. I love the fact that the media has settled on the word feisty to describe Biden's performance. Axios calls him the boxer. I mean, give me a break. Really what this is was an angry old man rant. As I looked at snippets of it, it seemed very strange. And when people that I admire, because they're not, overly partisan, start talking about how it was an offensive partisan, the most partisan speech they've seen ever in terms of the State of the Union address. I take that seriously, and it seems to me that that's what it was. So is he desperate? Yeah. And I think the desperation, number one, last night, forget policy. It was about coming out and looking like you had enough oomph to get through 4 more years. What I think he has is enough oomph to get through 2 hours.
Yeah, my impression, Liz, I mean, with all due respect, I thought they overjuiced him.
That's what people were saying.
He just was really quick with his speech. He mumbled stuff, and I don't want to be overly critical about that. I'm just a general observation. Again, the same, kind of talking points at a campaign where the left is going to present their side of the story with their language. He's talking about freedom and democracy, says they're under attack both at home and abroad. Okay, well, define for me freedom and democracy, okay? Because the Democrats' way and meaning of that, this is where the disconnect begins, I think, between the left and the right, is that our definition of freedom and democracy are not the same.
Well, of course. And, what he's talking about, he is going to run on abortion. That's number one. And when they talk about freedom, it's impossible for Democrats to find any sphere in which freedoms are not more jealously protected by Republicans than Democrats. I mean, there is no gray area here. Think about freedom of religion. Okay, who's really amped up on that? That's Republicans. How about freedom of speech? Again, you never hear. In fact, polling has shown that liberal elites don't even believe in freedom of speech anymore. Not
yeah, exactly.
if it contravenes their narrative. And what we know about the Biden administration historically, they clamped down on freedom of speech. So I guess that's not a freedom that they're particularly worried about. When you come down to it, all right, so voting rights, that's something Kamala Harris has been talking a lot about. Find me a situation where any single person in the United States has not been allowed to vote because of some rule or measure adopted by Republicans. I don't think it exists, and I don't think they can find one, which is why you never find in the gallery, for example, in the State of the Union talk, somebody that Joe Biden has saved from not being able to vote, because there isn't such a person, right? I mean, that's a legitimate claim, I believe.
No, you're exactly right. That's the boogeyman that the Democratic Party contrives. It's like, in a sense, it's a little bit like reproductive freedom. Well, what does that mean? Go ahead.
No, I mean, that is what it comes down to. That is the sole right or freedom, whatever you want to talk about it, the right to an abortion, the freedom to have an abortion. That is it. That is their focus. And you're going to find an awful lot of conversation about that over the next several months. Look, I think abortion really was an issue that hurt Republicans in 2022. I think it can hurt again in 2024. I think if Biden is reelected, it will be something of a referendum on Trump and his popularity or unpopularity, just as if Biden loses, it'll be a referendum on him. But abortion is sort of the wild card here, because an awful lot of the polling right now, Bill, that shows young people moving away from Biden. We all presume that that is because of Palestine and the issues and his support of Israel. But you know what? When it comes down to it, young people and particularly young women are certainly going to be very much swayed also by abortion policy. So I am of the school that Republicans need to figure this out.
They really do.
Because I think it's going to be a problem.
Well, you know, it was interesting. Last night I was at a meeting and Abby Johnson was the speaker. And she worked for Planned Parenthood for 5 years and since has left and is now pro-choice and has 8 children. You know, so really believes in pro-choice. And although she admitted last night, said that she had participated in a couple of abortions herself. But regardless, what she said, which I thought was quite fascinating, was that Planned Parenthood had brought in a marketing team. And because they kind of lulled out there after a couple of years, things kind of slowed down, and they said, we just got to really change the narrative here. And they came up with this powerful line and scenario that they would tell the women who were coming in. And when they gave them this line, they said that they never had anybody leave the facility. Before, women would leave the facility, they'd be, you know, perplexed and say, okay, you know, I don't feel good about it, I'd leave. But when they came up with this line, this connected with them. And she said that the line was, what you're doing is an act of compassion. You're choosing an abortion because it's right for you, your family, and your future family. Those two, that sentence, that single sentence was so, and you know, when I heard her say that, you know, I couldn't help but think, have you seen the movie Oppenheimer yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I couldn't help but align these two ideas with it, because Oppenheimer was, at the end of the day, thinking, okay, we're going to kill a lot of people here. You can't help but have some sense of humanity to think you're dropping a bomb and you're going to be killing hundreds of thousands of people. But what was the line? The line was, it's the compassionate thing to do. And I couldn't help but think that there's some alignment here for what we've done. I mean, in a sense, we've kind of released another form of a nuclear bomb on humanity in the form of abortion. I don't know, just a, you know, maybe a spurious thought. I don't know. I just felt like there was some connection here, Liz.
Well, that's an interesting idea. I mean, it's an interesting idea that they felt they had to develop a marketing plan to encourage women to have an abortion. I mean, that seems to me to be sort of a heinous approach. In other words, it should be an act of last resort, right? And and not something that is promoted. I mean, I don't get that at all, I have to say. But anyway, at the end of the day, Bill, Republicans, as I say, have to figure out a path
100%.
Forward. And part of that path forward, we'll talk about it on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. More from Liz Peek. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
With us, the Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Liz, real quick, just sidebar. Jobs report came out. This is like the return of the Obama years. Anytime we got jobs numbers, there was always, you always want to put an asterisk on every job number because you knew it was going to be modified, 30 days later. And here we are again. I don't know. What did you read from it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the number was 275, which is a whole lot more than everybody expected. But it turns out that the December and January. Remember, January came in at 353,000, which was way beyond anyone's expectation. Combined, now those numbers have been revised down by a whopping 167,000 jobs. So, you know, is this one going to be revised down? I'm guessing yes, because what we've seen in the ISM reports for both manufacturing and services is a decline in employment in hiring. So that is a very recent read on what's going on.
Oop. I think we lost her. Okay, we'll get her back. You know, this, somebody cut the line between here and England, so she's there, so we'll pull her back up. But this is an important issue. Again, ladies and gentlemen, look at these numbers. And, you know, and I don't blame you for being frustrated. I'm frustrated, too. I just want the truth. Give me the truth, the whole truth, nothing but. And for some reason, it's the order of the day in our government is that, well, it's close enough for government work. It's okay. I mean, you know, you hear these different politicos talk and in Senate hearings or congressional hearings. It's like, can't you, why is it so difficult to just get a straight answer, right, Liz?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm afraid our call dropped for a minute, so I wasn't sure what you were referring to.
Oh, okay. What I was referring to was that, why can't we get the truth, you know, from our government? You know, whether it's numbers or what's going on, you know, January 6th, election integrity, you know, everything's a spin. You know,
It's true. It really is true. And it's become dishonesty is perfectly okay now. I mean, that's really kind of what I take away. And honestly, it's on both sides of the aisle, but it does seem to me that Joe Biden just lies all the time, and his apparatchiks and his supporters lie, and no one look at Adam Schiff for Pete's sake, being the potential likely person to become the U.S. senator from California. There's a guy who everybody knows lied consistently, endlessly about the Russia collusion story involving Donald Trump. He knew he was lying, and he would promise that he would come out with evidence of that collusion the next day, and it never materialized because there wasn't any. That is a bad guy. That's a bad guy. And yet Californians are about to vote him in to the U.S. Senate. Chances are that that's a race he's going to win. How can that be? It's offensive. But going back to the jobs number, what I was going to say before the call dropped is that the most consistent aspect of the hiring and employment numbers over the last year has been that government has been hiring about 52,000 to 53,000 jobs per month, people per month, and that kind of gives you a very good sense of, you know, where the money's going. And if you add in health services and social assistance, all of those are also quasi-government hiring. And look, compare that with what's been going on with private sector hiring recently, where there's been very little movement at all. That really is the story of the Biden administration.
Well, and he talks about building the economy from the bottom up. Please help me out, Liz. I mean, come on. When has he done anything for the bottom except devastate them?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, if you look at polling, people who earn less than $50,000 a year absolutely disapprove of Joe Biden. I mean, that is one of the groups he is not going to win over in November. Why? Because those are the people who are now defaulting on their auto loans, not able to buy
credit
a house,
cards,
not being able to afford food. I mean, you know, where's the compassion for the American family that's struggling to put food on the table? Bill, there isn't any. And I think that's why, at the end of the day, this president's approval ratings are so dismal. There is no empathy. Remember how empathetic Joe Biden was supposed to be? There is no compassion for the people who literally don't have enough to eat. So this is a wrecking ball of an administration. Whatever it takes is what Republicans have to do to win in November.
Well, and that was Katie Britt's presentation, is that she said, well, I think it's been a minute since Joe Biden ran a a shopping cart into a grocery store and saw the cost of food, or went and filled his gas tank with with gas to see what everyday people are dealing with, pointing to exactly what you're saying, is that this disconnect that he has and this lack of compassion. Liz, I mean, how can people afford this? I mean, when you look at cost of living now, they're saying what, $11,000 more, per year it's costing people?
Yeah, and it's really hard. And again, of course, it's people who have to spend more of their income on rent and food who are getting whacked by this. And by the way, rents were supposed to be coming down by this point. They're not. They're still going up. One of the reasons that inflation is as high as it is, those costs continue to escalate. But it, again, the food thing is really the big quandary. And I'm so offended, Bill, by Joe Biden blaming the food companies and having a new task force to look into price gouging. I just put out a piece, a very wonky piece, where I go through all the big food companies and show that, in fact, they are behind in terms of profit margin, which really would be sort of the symptom, if you will, of price gouging. They are behind where they were before the pandemic. All of them took a big hit because of Joe Biden's inflation, and they have not yet been made whole, even though, yes, they've had to raise prices to offset higher labor, higher materials, et cetera. But to blame others for what continues to this day, which is overspending by Democrats, it's really offensive.
No, I agree 100%. And that's a great piece, by the way. You've got to check it out. It's at foxnews.com or Google Liz Peek's name, and it'll come up. And again, remind you, and Liz and I have said this many times, as inspired by, the Marx Brothers, you're going to believe, you're going to believe me or your lying eyes or your lying wallet. I mean, this is what it comes down to, that, it's undeniable. And this is why the Democrats and why Joe Biden, but it's a lack of compassion on his part to even think of things like, what's going on with the border. I mean, this would be an easy fix. Our energy issues would be an easy fix, but he's not interested.
No, not at all. It's all the only thing he has expressed recently about the border is he thinks it's a political liability. Which is why he made his little touchdown, landing on the border for 30 minutes or whatever, and then flying out again. He wants to show that he's aware of it, but by golly, he's not going to do anything about it, including, by the way, sending much-needed money to cities like Chicago and New York and Philadelphia, blue cities, cities allied with Joe Biden, which are struggling under the onslaught of hundreds of thousands of migrants being flown into those cities by the government. So he sends them around. And yes, Governor Abbott did too, which I applaud him for, because it raised people's awareness of this issue. But he won't take any responsibility at all. Biden is out to lunch on this, as he is on every other issue.
Well, I'll tell you, I know people remain nervous. I'm surprised that there's only a 2-point differential between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Maybe it'll widen now that, that Nikki Haley is out of the race on the Republican side and it's just a binary choice. It's just hard for me to think that it's still that close because of the obvious pain that, everyday Americans are feeling because of just exactly, as you said, because of the policies of one Joe Biden and this Democratic Party.
I agree. It seems to me the choice is clear. And look, it's not the choice everybody wanted, but the choice is clear nonetheless. I mean, re-electing Joe Biden is just unthinkable.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. It would at least appear Pope Francis believes Ukraine should give up its war effort and come to the peace table with Russia. Some Ukrainian officials are expressing outrage at the pontiff. In a recent interview with Swiss media, the Pope said, "When one sees that they are defeated, they should have the courage to negotiate under the white flag." A Ukrainian ambassador rejected the Pope's words, saying the national Ukrainian flag will remain the only banner flying for his country. There's a new term being floated in Congress with regard to suspect individuals crossing the southern U.S. border and potentially bringing trouble. Oklahoma Republican James Lankford explains what a special interest alien is.
A non-U.S. person who, based on analysis of travel patterns, potentially poses a national security risk.
That was during a hearing Monday where lawmakers grilled the head of the FBI over issues with border security. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, our environmentalist, pro-green-minded president continues to ignore what's happening on our eastern beaches. Dead whales are continuing to pile up. Back with us to talk more about it. In fact, he shared with us last year what was going on. Craig Rucker is with us. He's the president and co-founder of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Craig, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be back on your show.
Well, it's depressing to think that, not much has improved. If anything, it's only gotten worse in terms of, whales continuing to pile up on our eastern beaches.
You put it well right there. I said it's amazing to me that you have an environmental movement that kind of got started saving the whales, and All you hear is silence, crickets. On this, there's been notably five of them that have recently washed up all within the last couple of weeks in Virginia Beach in particular. And that is a new one that has not really been one of the places that where the whales have been beaching themselves as much. It's been more in New Jersey up to this point. Exactly. But there's been about a 400% increase in whale deaths since going back to 2016 in the Obama years when they were doing sonar blasting, and now they're doing the pile driving, creating these platforms, and that creates a lot of noise underwater. These whales, of course, are navigate by sonar, and this messes with them. And there has not really been sufficient environmental impact statement studies because Biden wants to see 30,000 megawatts of offshore wind put in by the year 2030. So his attitude seems to be one, damn the whales, full speed ahead.
Exactly. 30,000 megawatts, what is that going to produce?
30,000 megawatts would probably be able to give New York City enough electricity for a couple weeks.
That's the thing, and this is why it's important that you're here to break that down, to realize the environmental impact and the damage that's being done by Joe Biden, this administration, and the out-of-their-mind, you know, green mafia that are just hell-bent, you know, to, you know, continue to do damage to our environment. And yet they're supposed to be, you know, the vanguards of our environment, right?
Exactly. I mean, you're talking the offshore wind component. If you looked at Empire Wind, what they're putting in there is woefully insufficient to even power the grid for very long whatsoever. They only operate in general about 35% of the time. In the case of Dominion Energy off Virginia, they wanted to have a performance standard put in where they had to operate 45% of the time, and the offshore wind companies were going to walk away from that, saying that they can't be held to only, you know, to being able to operate 45% of the time at full capacity. I mean, no nuclear plant, no coal plant, everything that you build that's a normal fossil fuel plant or even a hydro plant, they have to run at that level 80-90+% of the time.
Exactly.
And nobody would build them. But they are here because there's a lot of tax incentives, government monies through the Inflation Reduction Act, which I don't think that reduces inflation just doing out money like that. But
that was clear that was a joke, as about as big a joke as those shovel ready jobs that Obama talked about during his years, right? As we were going through, you know, the Recovery Act and that, you know, the Democrats know how to spend money, but they don't know how to be accountable. And they don't know how to give you a return on investment, because all they're interested in, they're not interested in return on investment. What they're interested in is paying off their cronies that they're beholden to. You know, they make all these promises, they get all this big donor money, and then they pay them very, you know, very handsomely, you know, kind of like in the Obama years. I think one of the studies I think Peter Schweitzer had done was that for every dollar of these bundlers, these campaign bundlers for Barack Obama had generated, for every dollar of campaign bundling that they did, they got $28,000 back for each dollar. I mean, that's crazy return on investment. But that doesn't work, you know, to the advantage of the American taxpayer, but for the supporters of the Democratic Party and their interest. Oh, the government, big government, very, very good for them.
Well, and that's what you're seeing again here. These offshore wind companies are largely benefiting European firms. They're firms like Avangrid or Ørsted. They come from Denmark. They come from England. They come from other places that are big into renewable energy, so they bring their wares over here. It's benefiting them. A lot of the component parts are made in China. It doesn't help them. But the big utilities, which a lot of them fund the green groups and fund the Democrats, normally you'd get about $30 to $60 a megawatt hour is kind of how they judge it. These things are going to get, in many cases, upwards of $107 or even $170 a megawatt hour. So there's a lot of money that they can make. And, of course, some of that gets funneled back to those who support their projects.
I was going to say, follow the money once again, and I'm sure their promises are made. And even though these are, you know, which is amazing, because you get Biden, especially like in the State of the Union, we're going to do Americans, that's going to be made in America and all this stuff. And he's, you're saying this with a straight face when you know darn well you've got these other deals that you've, you know, that you've cobbled together that have nothing to do with America. They have everything to do with these offshore companies that you're getting tons of money on, and you just think the American people are so stupid they don't realize what's going on, because everything we know about the Biden family and their business, it's all about lack of transparency, you know, shell companies alike, and all this other stuff, the shell game that they play, in a sense that they're constantly moving the pea. And unfortunately, we don't have a mainstream media or anybody paying attention to where the pea and where the shell is at to figure out what's going on. You're left with suspicion. And so whenever you talk about it, you know, of course, the left wants to instantly fit you for a tinfoil hat. But tinfoil hat or not, the fact of the matter is this stuff is going on, and it's been going on, and this is why we're $34 trillion in debt. It's why Kamala Harris comes into her vice presidency position with a net worth of about $3 million, and now she's worth $12 million in less than 4 years. I mean, that's a heck of a gig, Craig, if you can get that kind of deal, right?
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, one of the things, the Sierra Club just came out with a big study today, as a matter of fact, accusing us of getting money from the big fossil fuel companies and the like. We do not get money from big oil. And in fact, one of the big reasons that we don't is precisely because of our position being climate skeptics. Back in 2006, all of them pretty much withdrew any money to any group that would have a position like ours. So we have not seen a dime from these companies. For them to make the charge, they have to go back before 2006, almost 20 years ago. And in fact, these green, these big oil companies and everything else are on board with the whole offshore wind and solar and everything. I think it's to help their image. And the only thing we do is go into these companies at their shareholder meetings and give them grief over the fact that they're putting these big, expensive renewable energy projects in, and they are paying lip service to climate change, when in fact this is something that's an overblown farce, by and large, manufactured by people that really also benefit by the climate hype. And so, anyway, I say that only because of the fact that if there's money to be had in this whole issue, it's on the part of the left.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, they perfect this. I was talking with an economist earlier this morning, Craig, and I said, you know, I'd love to run an analysis on, you know, red versus blue. It seems that the shenanigans and that the Democrats have become, you know, 10 degree black belts in affecting. I mean, they're real good at getting into the Treasury. Once they get in the Treasury, man, they bring in the carpetbags and they empty it out. And next thing you know, we're up to $34 trillion in debt, you know, and it's just disgusting. And it's frustrating for the American people, because right now they're sitting there, they're cutting budgets and trying to figure out how to, you know, make enough of the month, you know, so that they're, you know, they don't run out of money.
Our air conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed, then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Minutes before the top of the hour, you know, like all totalitarians and bullies, they go to the area of least resistance. And this administration is no different, which demonstrates their totalitarianistic characteristics, their bullying that they've done. It is amazing. And look, it's up to we the people to decide what kind of government we have and if this is acceptable. You know, right now, a percentage of America may be winning with Joe Biden. Dare I say a small percentage, because I don't see where the majority of America is winning with the policies and with the attitude of this leadership. It is quite reckoning as to what's going on, reckoning on so many levels. And sometimes what happens when you have an infusion of such negativity, it may take a while to prove itself out. I think we're starting to see some of this, whether it's DEI, some of these things that the administration has been trying to thrust upon and bully America into, which has been counterintuitive in terms of the things that have made us successful. But that's not going to stop them, because they are hell-bent to make sure that their policies work. But, you know, slowly but surely, whether it's DEI and other chinks in the armor that we're starting to see, is that, in fact, people are realizing, Craig Rucker, that the king is buck naked. The king is not wearing any clothes, is he?
Well, no, you're completely right, Bill. And I was going to say the people are waking up not just on the right, but also on the left. One of the interesting things about this whole effort to fight offshore wind is that there are an awful lot of people on the political left who have been trying to save the whales for a long time. I think they've been a little misguided in some of their efforts and as to what they think are threats to the whales. But they're seeing right. It clearly with Biden's initiative to try and put in offshore wind. And they have joined forces with us on protests and doing different things. And this has had an impact. You've had Ørsted pull out Ocean Wind Two in New Jersey, and Empire Wind 2, BP, and Avangrid. You have a number of companies going bankrupt because, and I think a large part of, is citizen opposition to them. You asked me before that, you know, how much electricity is being generated by these 30,000 winds at the cost of the whales. The facts are that even if you blanketed the East Coast with all 30,000 wind turbines that the president wants to have in, it would barely meet New York State's electricity on one hot summer day. And it would provide probably half the Empire State's need once it goes all electric. And one probably one-third of it if they actually change the EVs and things of that sort. So we're looking at all these wind farms going from the Carolinas up to Massachusetts, 3,000 of them they want to put in. These things are higher than, they're higher than the Washington Monument. They're about 850 feet in the air, where the Washington Monument's about 550 feet. They're things that killed marine life, and it's only providing us a scant of what we need. And people are realizing it, and hence you get the protests and the calls for their stoppage. And we're about to drop a lawsuit on this just this coming week. And we are going to try and put a moratorium on it, at least until they do proper studies of what these impacts are on marine mammals. And people are surprised by this, because they would expect the Save the Whales crowd to do this, or somebody, Greenpeace, Sierra Club, and all them. But no, they're on the side of the wind farms.
Yeah, and what are they doing, you know, in terms of our picturesque beaches? What are our beaches? All of a sudden we're going to have these monoliths coming out of the water, you know, that, you know, do not look very inviting. I mean, I remember, you know, I grew up on the West Coast in Orange County, California, where I spent my latter years in my life and experience in the Golden State. And I remember back in, you know, in the 60s and 70s, where, you know, the Huntington Beach coastline was just loaded with oil wells, you know, and platforms. And there's still some out there. But, oh, my goodness, it was like there was a plethora around there. And, of course, all you could smell every time you went over, came over the hill and went into Huntington Beach, all you could smell was oil. It was just awful, what it did. They since, you know, have cleared that up. But now here we go. We exchange these oil platforms and drilling setups now to, supposedly these monolithic wind farms that, again, are doing, so much damage. And we did a lot of environmental studies, even during the oil years there on the East Coast, right? But I guess that stuff is irrelevant when it comes to this new Green Deal and the ambitions of, of this administration.
Well, and they, as part of the good news on this one, because of the pushback they've received, they move these things a little bit further out in the ocean, like 25 miles out on the East Coast. And so there has been, this is another success. They're saying there's reason for optimism. This is one of them. But they still can be seen on the East Coast as smaller. And so your point is well taken. And there are a lot of people, especially these are very frequented, tourist locations that they're putting
exactly
on Virginia Beach, that's the Jersey Shore. These are not your normal places. And a lot of people like to go boating out there. And then you've got fishermen that are also impacted by this.
They're going to be using these. These constructions as slalom poles. They're just going to go and boat and go in and out of them, like they're coming out of a slalom gate or something. Craig, let me ask you, what is the security of this setup? Are we going to be more or less vulnerable to any kind of attack or disruption in service by relying on, these windmills?
So I think we're renewable energy in general. Most of the component parts, most of the things that come to it are not made in America. They're made elsewhere. So, and the component parts to replace them are made elsewhere. The biggest manufacturer, and this also goes with solar power, of all the renewable components is somehow indirectly related to China.
Exactly.
So China is not exactly a friend of ours. So that is very serious national security concerns, leave alone the fact that these wind farms are also near naval ports and could affect military training and operations. So on balance, there are national security concerns that that definitely surface with all of this and making our grid less reliable and more insecure and dependent on foreign nations.
Unbelievable. And you would think anything associated with China, you would run, not walk away from it. But it seems that this administration is hell-bent on running toward it. At CFAC.org, you address the Biden administration wanting to bring its net zero emissions fantasy to another key sector. Tell our audience about this.
Yes, they want to try and get it into green buildings. And a lot of that would require retrofitting with the right window frames, types of insulation, different things, solar roofs, all this type of stuff that they want to try to do, which would make owning a home much more expensive. And from our perspective, the net zero fantasy of trying to move every sector of America that way, again, enriches certain contractors with whom are maybe friends with the Democrats, but certainly is not in for homeowners or commercial operations, which would be required to try and conform with this. It's a lot of this has to do with how they're revamping things that the Securities and Exchange Commission wants people to report and businesses to report on, how much electricity they use that comes from non-renewable sources that don't use these offshore wind turbines. They also aren't content with that. Any subcontractors that you work with also have to report their emissions. If you use those subcontractors, you do, we're really kind of turning into a green dictatorial state. Everything has to pass by this green prism in order to operate in America.
Well, and the thing is, are we going to end up reproducing the same thing we did with EVs, right? Let's push everybody into EVs. Now, all of a sudden, we got all these EVs sitting in dealer parking lots because they bought into it. They got, tax money to do this. But the market said, I'm not interested. They're not buying. So here you've got the cost of residential and commercial buildings going to be skyrocketing in order to meet this ambitious net zero fantasy. And the people are going, I'm not interested. I don't want to buy that kind of, I'll just buy an older home or do whatever or find some way to skirt around it. So now we're going to, what are we going to end up like China with a lot of buildings that nobody wants to live in?
I've been to 25 of the 28 climate meetings around the world dating back to the 1990s. And I would say the vision that they have for the future is one people ought to be aware of. This, if you like the COVID lockdowns, that's what they want. They want a climate lockdown. They want to be able to tell you what you can drive, what temperature you can set your home at, how many flights a year you can make. They're even talking about giving what they call carbon credit cards that would be linked to your MasterCard, that if you've taken too many flights, refilled your car too many times with petrol or gasoline, they would just cut it off. So, these are people that are, deluded first and foremost into thinking the world's suffering from a climate change apocalypse. And they're very authoritarian in their approach to how they want others to live, not themselves, of course.
Of course, and one of the key values that made America great to begin with and allowed for the rise of this great country of ours was the idea of self-responsibility and freedom. And in those two issues are in the crosshairs with these, these radical, climate control freaks. Because forget about freedom and forget about responsibility. There's you don't need to be responsible. We'll handle that for you, right?
Exactly. And of course,
there goes our freedom. Craig Rucker, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
High with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan.